timeline.
Good evening, Tufts. Good evening, Medford. This is Chris Tsai, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a cool show for you tonight. We have the members of the Tufts New Music Ensemble here to perform live improvisatory music. We are still getting set up here in the studio, so for now, we're going to put some other new music on for you. Let's start this evening with some Steve Reich, shall we? This is Tehillim 4, Psalm 150, 4-6. Halleluhu batof umato. Enjoy. That was Tehillim, part 4, Psalm 154-6 by Steve Reich, and Alarm Will Sound off their album Tehillim and the Desert Music. So we have most of the members of our ensemble here. We'll have some filtering in and out throughout the course of the show, but hopefully we will always have three here, and three is a crowd. That's enough to make music. Let's see. Can we get the rest of the members of the ensemble to introduce ourselves, starting with Julia?
Freshman, I'm playing cello in the music ensemble.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm a sophomore. This is my third semester of NME. I'm going to be playing viola today. And I also do mallet percussion for the ensemble.
And?
Hey, I'm Jake. I'm a freshman here, and I play trumpet.
And finally, I'm Chris, and I play the ocarina. So we'll probably have one more joining us later on keyboard, hopefully, and that should be interesting. But for now, we got four. You guys want to, I'm the veteran here. I can talk all your heads off about NME, but why don't you guys talk from your perspective about what NME is and what we do?
Yeah, sure. So, I came to Tufts this year and I was looking to do, a jazz ensemble. Most of my education's in jazz. And I remember being at the opening ensemble fair where all the ensemble directors got to introduce themselves, and I was waiting for the jazz director to come on, and I ended up talking to Don over at the New Music Ensemble, and I just found this group that was not quite jazz, not quite classical music, not really anything you could pin down specifically, but I fell in love with it. And I've just found it to be, like, such an incredible challenge that's really helped me grow in every type of playing that I do, in every style.
Yeah, I gotta say, I've been at this thing 7 semesters now. It's kind of funny to think that we had I had my last official NME meeting last week, but I don't think I'd be the same. I don't think I'd be the same musician without NME. You guys want to comment?
Yeah, I think. I think something that is interesting with NME, it's kind of a specific thing, but there are very few times where we've actually looked at a piece of music and played it, so it's very improvisation based, which is totally different from anything I've done. I didn't come in to Tufts as a music major. I'm still not a music major, so I was just kind of looking for something to keep honing my skills on the side, and this has really been an really great and interesting opportunity to grow as a musician, like Jake said. So,
yeah, I think I agree with a lot of what Alex said. I really haven't. I really thought I was going to be in the orchestra going into college, but then after not getting in, I decided to join New Music Ensemble.
So, is there that much of a competition for the orchestra?
A really competitive ensemble.
There's a lot of cellists. So, yeah, but this has been a wonderful experience, and I'm getting to learn a lot of new skills that I didn't think I would learn. Having never done any kind of improvisation, this was all very new, but it's been a great experience so far.
Yeah. I mean, so speaking of improvisation, why don't we do some of that? Mm-hmm. Just right off the bat. Let's see. Hang on. How am I going to do it? Julia, why don't? So I'm gonna ask you guys to each think of something, and don't say it out loud. I want you to think of a noun. I want you to think of a color. And think of an adjective. All right, so the title of this piece is going to be... we're going to go in reverse order here, and that's how we're going to generate the title of this piece. The title of this piece is called...
Swivelly.
Red.
Red.
Cow.
The title of this piece is called Swivelly Red Cow. We are the Tufts New Music Ensemble. Swivelly Red Cow, live recording. So this is Swivelly Red Cow. Please enjoy.
Swivelly
That was Swively Red Cow. So for the record, we have not rehearsed any of the things that we are playing on this show. All of them are being improvised entirely live by us. And for some of the audience who's listening in, you will get an opportunity to call in later, hopefully. We'll warm up with a few pieces and then we'll jump into some of the call-in ones in a bit. Someone throw out an idea for another piece. Or do you have that piece sent to us yet?
I do have that piece sent to us.
I don't think I received it.
Oh, you did not?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so we're gonna do a piece that we did for last semester's concert. Yeah, actually, it's called the Landline Suite. And so, Jake, you want to talk a little about it?
Yeah, definitely. So, I came up with the idea of this piece earlier in the year. My trumpet teacher is a trumpeter here named Jason Palmer. And a couple years ago, I was at a summer program where he taught a class, and he brought up this really interesting approach to soloing, where essentially he would use phone numbers have each number correspond to a different note within the scale, and then you would have to figure out your own rhythm for that collection of notes. And I thought that was a really interesting look at essentially taking this random collection of notes and learning how to make it your own. So I came up with this piece. It's a 3-movement suite with each movement representing having a different mode underlying it. So we're gonna try the first movement, which is
are we gonna run through all 3 movements, or
I'd say let's do the first movement now if we want to do the other movements later.
All right, so we're going to do the first movement of the Landline Suite. Let me see if I can get this hang on. This system is really finicky. If I'm gonna San Diego Sunrise, right?
Yep. And can you take part 4 for us? I'll take part 1.
I'll take 4, you say?
Yep, part 4.
Wonderful. That's the one I actually had during the concert.
Great.
So you're who's taking what part?
Oh, we already got it.
Oh, you guys got it.
Yeah,
all right.
It's all figured
wonderful.
Out. Yeah, this is San Diego Sunrise in the key of C major.
All right. I like that a lot.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was... It's a... I don't know whether it's the mode or that opening opening motif, but it's always... It's one of my favorite compositions.
Yeah,
it sounds better when you have a fuller group up there.
I mean, you literally picked the right area code for C major.
Yeah.
I mean, 8-5-8 literally outlines tonic and dominant, right?
Yep. Yeah, it worked out pretty well. Especially with the location too. When I was younger, I used to love the idea of living out in San Diego. And so I think that having such a beautiful song that, for me, the mode really creates this sense of hope, this kind of like looking forward to the future. And so, especially when I was younger, San Diego was kind of like that idea of, this is the future that I want to attain.
That's really cool. Where did you grow up again?
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. So a very different place, very different culture also from San Diego. East Coast is very different than West Coast.
How would you, I've actually never been down to Richmond. How would you describe it?
Yeah. I love Richmond. It was a great place to grow up. It's a really interesting city. It's the capital of Virginia. And so we have all this history, but a lot of this history is pretty dark. It was the capital of the Confederacy, so there's all these monuments to Confederate generals everywhere, all these buildings that were part of a really that have a history of racism and bigotry underneath them. And when I was younger, there was still some of that culture, but especially the area I grew up in, the city, it was a big arts area. So a lot of artists and their family and people involved in the arts. And that's grown even more. You know, we have this huge arts university, BCU, which has one of the number one visual arts programs in the country. So we attract all these artists and we have all these incredible art throughout the city. We have this beautiful mural project where artists just paint these incredible murals. And so it's really interesting. Is this, I would say it's like a real city of dichotomies, where you have this the city that has a very conservative history, a very dark history, but this very new, very young population in it currently that's really trying to create some change.
That sounds like a piece title. City of Dichotomies. What do you guys say? You know, the old guard and the arts.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna play a piece. It's called City of Dichotomies. I can't spell dichotomies. There we go. All right. So we're gonna do this in two movements. I guess the simplest way to do it is the old and the new. All right. Have ideas? Actually, as a person who comes from Richmond, do you have any direction that you want us to take?
Oh, that's a good point. I would say one thing that's really important is that we tend to glorify the past. And often we overlook some of the darkest parts of our past. And so I think it's really good to remember that the present, while it may seem really really bad while we're in it, the present is it's better than it used to be a lot of times.
All right, let's do it. This is City of Dichotomies. Thank you. That was City of Dichotomies, based on Jake's description of Richmond. I was just wondering if you could move the mic closer to your cello. That would probably help. Cool. Yeah, sorry, we're still trying to get sound balance issues out of the way here. So I don't know whether you guys know, and Jake, you'll know this because you're actually another DJ here on MFO, but one of the things that we have to do as DJs is we have to put on public service announcements. And so so one of the things that we can do is, like, we can just, like, put on an automatic PSA here, but it's much more fun to look through this book of ridiculous PSAs. So if you guys want to start leafing through this and seeing which one of these PSAs you'd like to turn into an NME piece at some point, you're looking at me like you have something against me. Yeah, no, a lot of them are outright ridiculous. We did, the last time I did an NME show was about 2 years ago, and there's one about bears somewhere in the back. I mean, like, you need to know about bears when you're in the middle of Somerville, right?
I mean, I think I would agree.
I'm closer to the mic, can't hear you.
I would agree, we need to worry about bears.
Yeah. Julia's from nearby, so she clearly understands the problems that these communities face.
Well, where nearby?
Near Lowell.
Closer.
Near Lowell, about 40 minutes from here.
Can you describe your home growing up?
Quiet. The whole town pretty much used to be apple orchards. So, really not a lot happened.
Do you have a favorite memory of kind of the area surrounding you?
I think just every summer was really nice. Just being outside a lot. Lots of grass and trees and woods to be in, I think.
Was there something that happened regularly during the summers?
No, not really. I think it was lovely to just not really do a lot and be really calm and enjoy the weather. Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah. School's a lot, so.
It is a lot. Aren't you guys glad that we're almost at finals week? Or not, maybe?
No.
Aren't you glad we're close to being done with finals week?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
A big difference between being close to finals week and being done close to done with finals week. But why don't we do a piece about that?
About finals week or
not? I mean, not
this summer.
Well, I mean, why don't you name the piece?
I'm so bad at titles. Summer Serenity.
Summer Serenity. I like that. Do you have any instructions for us?
Think a lot about nature.
Think a lot about nature. Do you want specific instruments to do specific things?
No, I think I'm gonna do a good thing.
All right, we're going to play a piece that we have never played before. It's called Summer Serenity. Can move the mic closer. All right. No.
Thank you.
Actually like that a lot. Yeah, whatever you're doing with the, I mean, there might be something janky about that mic, but you know, the balance effect you got. I mean, Jake, whatever you're doing over there, it worked really well.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no, you can do a lot of stuff in this station that you might not be able to do otherwise. Well, number one, did you manage to find something interesting in there?
I did find the Bears one. It's back here. The miscellaneous section is pretty fun, so.
Did you find any that you want to... I think we did one on bears and one on puppies. So
I found the puppies one.
Hey. But if you haven't found one that you'd like to turn into a PSA, would you like to perhaps share where did you grow up?
Yeah, so I grew up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is not too far from here geographically, but it feels pretty set out. I'd probably imagine kind of how Julia's hometown is. It's a town on the coast. It's pretty small, but it still kind of acts as the hub of the area because the towns around it are even smaller. I've grown up there all my life. Definitely a very artistic community, which I credit that with my exposure to music.
What kind of arts things were going around there?
Yeah, so the school had a really strong, you know, band and choir program and theater program. We have one of the older theaters in the region in our town. And it just seemed to draw a lot of, I don't know, people artistically minded, kind of like what Jake was saying about where he grew up in Richmond. It always kind of had a creative feel to it. Definitely a dynamic community in that way.
Dynamic? Dynamic community arts-wise. Is there anything else that made it dynamic?
Not a whole lot. kind of in a quiet area. It's one of the towns where you... I don't know, everyone's kind of out a couple degrees of separation, but a lot of... Everyone kind of knows each other. I would say quiet place to grow up.
We already did an artsy one. We already did a quiet one. Yeah. A place where everyone knows each other. Unless you have a better title.
Yeah, I think that works.
A place where everyone knows each other.
How about we do this one in pairs?
Ooh. Oh, I like that. I like that idea. Unfortunately, I can't really see you from here. You're gonna move back. Which pairs, Alex?
Let's do cello, ocarina, trumpet, and viola.
Anything you want to specify about them?
I think it was last semester, mm-hmm. although I could be mistaken. We did a piece that centered around conversations between instruments.
And it was last semester.
It was last semester. Okay, that makes sense. I guess focus on dialogue with the other person in your pair, and as much as you can on what's going on with the other pair also.
Okay.
do it simultaneously.
So this is a place where everyone knows each other by the Tufts New Music Ensemble. After this, coming up, we've done a set of pieces on Home. We're probably going to do a PSA after this. We'll see how that goes. That always goes wonderfully and horribly at the same time in a wonderful way. And then we'll probably move to call-in pieces, which should be fun. All right, A Place Where Everyone Knows Each Other by the Tufts New Music Ensemble.
Hey, can we play a song next?
A song?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can make a song out of a PSA.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
All right. Why don't you three pick a PSA? I've been here forever.
All right.
So the prompt of the next one is we gotta make a song.
What's your excuse?
Oh yeah, one of the other stipulations I'm gonna make is that for this one we all have to crowd around one microphone.
What's that?
We're all, I mean, we're all going to crowd around one microphone for this, or two probably, because we, well, I don't have an extra copy of that binder, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, I think we got it.
Oh, you got it. What is it? What is it about?
Smoking.
So Tufts New Music Ensemble. So, I mean, so what's the title of this piece? Is it just smoking?
I would say it's
that.
No kill.
No kill.
No kill.
No kill.
You guys know that's about the PSA duration, though.
I like no kill, man.
No kill.
Huh. We don't want the smoking to kill people.
Exactly.
I don't know if I know someone who's. I feel like I know someone who might be listening to this who's going to hound me about that title if I put it on. But no kill, indeed. Also, like, we're reading a PSA out, so in case this is going to get QC'd, yes, this is an actual PSA script. All right, which two microphones are we using?
This is one. We got mic 3.
We got mic 3 and mic 2. One over there. All right, cool.
I'll move to the middle.
Under new federal tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, lower, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov. Under Gov New Smoker Federal www.visitlawtobacco.org/now, manufacturers no longer 1-800-QUIT-CALL. Make cigarettes labeled today for help. Advertised as light, labeled lower, mild, cigarette safe as a. Things such know is there. Health believe that these products cause fewer. www.smoke. No matter what they look like, smell, taste, like all cigarettes are harmful to your health.
That was No Kill by the Tufts New Music Ensemble, excerpted off a PSA about smoking. All right. Hey guys, we should make a call-in piece. I don't know how many people are listening in right now from what parts of the world, but if people call in, we're going to... the call-in number. The call-in number is 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Alternatively, if you are local, you can call our number at 781-350-3264. Again, that is 781-350-3264. We'll have a chat with you, and we'll make a piece based on whatever we hear from you. Yeah, that's just the way this group works. I mean, last time let's see, what did we do last time? I think last time we had people, you know, talk to us about their day, and, you know, we made a 3-part piece based off that. And that's when we found out that year's New Music Ensemble group could kind of improv a cappella, and that was kind of cool. You know what? We can do that now. Why don't you? So what we're gonna do right now is we're going to probably go on break for 4 or 5 minutes, just let our fingers and our chops rest a bit and play one other new music piece for you. Someone else suggests one?
Yeah. So this song is called "Odd and Even" by Arnold Drayblatt. Chris, I'm sending it to you now in a Facebook message.
Nope, got it.
Oh, that sounds great. So this is from this Arnold Drayblatt is this really cool 20th century composer, and he had this thing where he essentially really wanted to explore the different enharmonics. So that's essentially the notes within the notes that get played, and so he would have these different. He essentially created his own instruments. I think a whirligig was one of the instruments he used. He also restrung different instruments with piano strings, including the bass, and he would have his musicians play. And what you're going to hear is not only what the rhythms and notes he's writing out on paper, but how they interact with each other and create almost new sounds just through the natural process.
All right. That's a little long. Is there a shorter one from that same album we could pick? Harmonics or bowing, perhaps?
Yeah, you know what? Let's do a pedal tone dance.
Pedal tone dance. All right, that's much shorter. Pedal tone dance. So this is pedal tone dance from Arnold Drayblatt's album Propellers in Love. Enjoy. That was Lucky Strike by Arnold Dreiblatt and the Orchestra of Excited Strings off their album Propellers in Love. Yay! All right, we're at the... Oh, Jesus, that was weird. I don't think I've had this do that before. All right. Yeah, we're coming up to the end of the first hour. What have you guys thought so far of the station? And have you guys looked around at the graffiti? Have you guys been here before?
I've never been here.
No. Have you seen all the graffiti on the walls? Any favorites? Also, remember to look up.
You know, I'm a big
you guys
fan.
You guys might want to move your mics closer to you when you're speaking. By the way,
I'm a big fan of the This Is Meaningless. You know, it's a nice little reminder that with all the bad stuff that goes on. It doesn't really matter.
Or how about that one in the corner? The more you gotta pee, the better it's gonna be.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
That is.
Or have you looked through all the windows here? If you look closely, Batman's kissing Robin.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, guys, ready? Ready?
W. MFO.